It is Tuesday morning. We do talk MCCSC business. And with us this morning, we have the Director of Special Education, Kathleen Hugo, checking in. Kathleen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, good. I'm glad you found some time for us this morning, because we know March is a very, very busy month, and it's very busy for you folks over at the MCCSC.
That's right. March is Disability Awareness Month in Indiana. It was designated that by the Indiana Governor's Council on People with Disabilities. And the theme this year is Love Where You Live, which, as Keith and I have talked about, I think that's a particularly beautiful theme for Bloomington, which is a very inclusive community, and it is a easy place to love where you live. And it's a very accepting community and supportive community for people with disabilities.
Kathleen, you're the Director of Special Education for the MCCSC. What kinds of things are going to be happening during Disability Awareness Month, and what do you deal with?
Well, what we're hoping will happen is something that's happened last year and was a big success, which was partnering with the City of Bloomington with their Council on Community Accessibility. And they worked with schools to bring speakers in for students, and they had people with disabilities come into the classrooms and talk with students about the impact of disabilities on their lives. And it was really a wonderful experience, because not only did it give the students some awareness of what disabilities were like, but it also showed them exactly what people with disabilities can do and how much they can do. And so that was a great opportunity. We also have various things going on in the schools. I know that yesterday there were a number of presentations to faculty meetings that included personal statements from some of our students with disabilities at some of the schools, and a lot of activities like that are going on.
When students, young people growing up, do students grow into or out of special needs?
Well, I think what they do more is, hopefully with our support and family support, is grow out of a need for a lot of support services. You know, some students may need supports all their life. With the advent of preschool services and the expansion of preschool services here in Bloomington and Monroe County Schools, we're seeing a lot of support for many children who might otherwise receive special education services down the road. So there's a lot of research that shows that early childhood programs, preschool, can actually have a preventative effect on children who might have later been identified with, say, a learning disability. So even with disabilities that aren't going to go away per se, we can work with students and families so that they can be as successful as they can and mitigate the effect of a disability on their life.
And how's your funding going for all of that?
Well,
just coming through the falling out the windows, right?
Right. Yeah, we have big bags of it hanging around here.
Well, I don't mean that in a flippant way, but
yeah,
the more you do and the more you help out, you need some help as well.
That's right. That certainly is right. And we are waiting now for the federal government to let us know what the amounts that they will be dispersing to states will be for this year. We're hoping that we don't have a cut. You know, a few years ago we had the infamous sequester where funds were actually taken away by act of Congress, and we haven't truly recovered from that. The funding has been, I guess, stable, if nothing else, from the federal government. The money from the state has, the amount per child has been stable, and that fluctuates depending on how many students we have in the program. And we also now are required to spend our funds on students with disabilities who attend private schools. And so that stretches our funding and our ability to provide the services to the full extent that we might want.
It's with a parent that may have a suspicion that their child has some special needs in order to succeed in school.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way that this is discovered. Do teachers refer students to?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great question, Keith. Many times students and staff will, because they're experts in education and they know what is sort of typical for a student to be experienced in school, if they have a suspicion that a child may have something beyond just normal developmental needs, they'll convene a team at their school along with input from other professionals and the principal, the preventionist or the interventionist, the literacy coach, and they'll look at the data on the student and how they're learning. And if they believe that there might be a reason that we need to look further for a disability, they'll contact the parents, get their input, and then if everyone agrees that we should go down that path, we'll start the assessment process with our school psychologists or our other staff who will look more individually at a student. And then at the end of the evaluation process, everybody gets back together to decide, yes, is this a disability or do we believe that it is something just developmental that could be supported by our regular supports, which are very extensive in the schools, or do we need to develop what's called an individualized plan? And that's where the special education teacher and those services would begin.
We're talking with Kathleen Hugo, who is the director of special education for the MCCSC. Kathleen, as we conclude all of this, if someone has a question, who do they contact?
Well, I would say the short answer is contact anybody at your school, contact a teacher, any certified personnel, the principal. Certainly call the office here at the administration building at 349-4757 or 330-7700. Just contact somebody in your school and let them know that you have a question. That's the most important thing. Just let us know that there is some question and we can sit down and talk it through with you. We can look at the data and we can proceed from there.
One final question, Kathleen. With all this I-STEP stuff,
how do you handle
special needs students in that case?
And what is expected of them testing-wise?
Well, for the vast majority of students, the expectation is that they will take I-STEP along with their peers. There are certain accommodations that are allowed by the state of Indiana. And there is a test that previously was known as I-STAR, which is an alternative assessment that is available for the very few students whose disability precludes them from achieving a high school diploma or participating in I-STEP. But that is designated for a very few students because the presumption by the federal government is that the vast majority of students will participate in I-STEP. Now, sadly, up until this year, there was a test called IMAST, which was in between those two that the federal government had allowed us to use, which was a really nice modified assessment for students who were expected to gain a high school diploma but didn't quite have the skills right now or their disability did not allow them to participate on an equal basis in I-STEP, but that was taken away from us. The federal government decided that we couldn't use that anymore.
Wow.
So, yeah.
and I laugh longingly for common sense and somebody to get this figured out. But again, when it comes from up there and it's
right,
when it finally trickles down to where it needs to be, I'm not sure that's the right answer.
Right, and we have many, many mandates from the state and the federal government as to how we must proceed with students with disabilities in as far as testing. So I think that we do a really good job, our teachers and our staff here, at making the playing field as level as it can be in this test. You know, it's not the I-STEP testing, has been very, very stressful this year, and it is even more so for parents of children who have disabilities and are taking this test, which many feel like is not appropriate for them.
Yeah, it's a tough situation, and I wish I had a better answer for you, but we appreciate your hard work and your staff's hard work on trying to make do with what you've got, Kathleen, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much. I'm always happy to talk about special education.